Why is it that more bureaucratic type cultures end up making a big deal about little things? I'm Greg Schinkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And in this episode, I want to take a look at bureaucracies. Now, you don't have to be a government agency or a publicly funded institution to have a bureaucratic culture. Many large established companies end up having a bureaucracy that starts to develop inside themselves. A bureaucracy in and of itself is not a bad thing. After all, we do need services like the police services, educational institutions, and hospitals, and we're comforted by knowing that they create a set of rules and develop consistent services to us. But in an organization, if it gets too bureaucratic, it can start to actually take away from the achievement of some of its main mission and goals. So, what do you do to help your organization be less bureaucratic? I've got three tips for you, of course. Today, tip number one is go for cures, not band-aids. What I've noticed is that bureaucratic institutions are really focused on optics. If there are a lot of conversations going on where you have to close your door, and I'm not talking for, you know, the occasional private conversation, but there's a lot of discussions going on behind closed doors and everyone's trying to maneuver. Or what's even worse is I've been called in to help in some of those situations and they're less interested in the outcome being effective as they are in simply showing that they're trying to do the right thing. So instead of just doing band-aids, why not go for some of the cures? And of course, that leads me to the second tip. Second tip is to say it like it is. See, I think in bureaucracies, people are worried about what they say and how they say, and they're always doing it to kind of posture and position themselves in the eyes of perhaps the managers or the senior executives. But because people aren't really speaking the truth or they're speaking gobbledygook and mixed messages all the time, people don't really understand where they sit. And so if you as a leader can start to say things very plainly and directly, while still being, of course, courteous and professional, it can help unwind some of that misdirection that tends to go on in bureaucracies where people just won't speak up about what's bothering them. And tip number three is apply consequences. Now, I've, of course, spoken on a number of leader feeders about consequences. So you know when I say consequences, I don't mean just punishments. I'm talking about both praise and correction. There has to be a consequence in order to create accountability. But I found in a lot of bureaucratic cultures, there's no punishments when you screw up, and there's certainly not much praise when you do well. So actually, what you're trying to do is live a risk-free life within the bureaucracy. Try not to stand out for any reason, good or bad, and certainly don't screw up. So the problem in a bureaucracy is when people do screw up, rather than, you know, being disciplined or terminated, they're often shuffled off to the side in special projects or something similar to that. And the organization's afraid, essentially, to apply the consequences. They either can't because of the union management relationship, or there's just no willpower on behalf of the management to do what needs to get done. So if you want your organization to be less about the politics and bureaucracy, it's important that there's consequences. And again, mostly positive consequences when things are done well. And yes, applying the negative consequences when things need to be addressed. If you can do those few things, you can make your organization less bureaucratic and more achievement and growth oriented. And if you do that, you might decide you want to work on some of your other leadership skills and attributes. And of course, you can do that by reaching out to us. We come on site and do on-site training. We also do training through our virtual training studio, which is live but delivered through screens to people wherever they might be. And of course, on-demand resources through our video library or our many books and other resources on our website. So visit us and start a conversation with us by visiting uniquedevelopment.com. And of course, why not connect on many of the other social media platforms? And be sure to subscribe to the Leader Feeder podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Stitcher. For now, let me just wish you well on your leadership journey.